you terribly, wishing more than anything that we could just undo it all.
Let's talk about East West. East West has been around now for how long?
52 years.
How did the company first emerge?
East West is now the longest running theater of color in the country, and we're the largest producer of Asian American artistic works. And it was founded by a group of actors who were looking for visibility and opportunity for Asian American artists that they weren't finding. You know, if you think about the 60s and 70s, even today, Asian Americans are primarily cast in supporting roles, and they're, you know, oftentimes stereotypes, right? So they're drivers, they're fight artists and all that kind of stuff. So they're portrayed in a marginalized way, and they want to put themselves in the center of the narrative, particularly to give themselves opportunity to be cast in classics, and then also to have stories that center on the Asian American experience to be told. And I think, you know, we're a social justice organization meets an arts organization, and we now fight for visibility for all people of color.
Let's talk about allegiance. You're talking about having a message and impact, and speaking to Asian American issues. This is one of the ultimate ones.
Yeah.
What has it been like working on this musical?
This is the largest production in East West Players' 52-year history, so it's been a journey, but it's been really inspiring and moving. So it's inspired by the life of George Takei, who's also starring in it, and he met with the creators actually in New York. They randomly were seeing In the Heights together, and they bumped into each other twice in a row. And George started to speak about his internment experience in the concentration camps when he was 5 years old. Jay and Lorenzo thought that there was a story there that needed to be told.
Allegiance deals with dark times, but there's also lightness in the show.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the thing that I love about this piece is how both moving and emotional it is, and larger than the life through the musical format. But I also think it is funny, right? There's quite a bit of dancing, and that was also what camp life was like, that they found there was such a resiliency, right? So that the younger generation played baseball, that they had dances, that people got married and had courtships. So that's what I love about the experience of it.